You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online everywhere at xray.fm, where the radio's yours. If you're listening out there, have been listening, I'm noticing some of the shows are off by an hour. So you just listened to Hoot and Hollow, a pretty amazing episode of Hoot and Hollow, I might add. That's a nice segue into Head East. Good rocking set tonight there. It's Commodore Theater, and I'm live in the studio, and so I think I see queued up here in Automation, Back Road to Nowhere is supposed to be coming on next, but things are an hour behind, I think, in some of the Automation. So, wah-wah-wah, it's community radio. I'm live in the studio. It's my 7 o'clock slot. Imagine you'll be able to hear Tom's always amazing show if you go to the archives for Back Road to Nowhere, which should have been playing at 6 tonight. So I'll get a ticket in on this. Make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen to you valuable listeners out there. Well, we're going to hear from all black artists tonight. And so we got a cool set. Maybe some things I've played before, some artists definitely I've played before, but some new things, some new gems, and so definitely some obscurities. So stay with us. Radio's yours. We're going to head east with the text line is 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. Always love hearing from you. All right, we'll keep things going for a bit longer here with Ali Farkature.
Is simply, we don't know what a ghetto is.
Usual sights all over town, all the buildings them looking run down, and the days are hard and the nights are long, while singing one familiar song. And it's ghetto, you see? Like if thing ain't hard enough, you're trying to make thing more rough. What frustration send you off? You think it's soft in a ghetto? A ghetto has to do with a certain physical environment and negative attitudes that bring on emotional insecurity. Your very reason to live could be lost, and only the survival instinct kept going. Besides, I won when a rat attack, enough to give you a heart attack. From hunger, your children getting weak, and with no clothes, they had the street. Where's a freak? Like if food prices ain't high enough, you're trying to make things more tough. What frustration send you off? You think it's soft in a ghetto? Like this whole place gone mad, from top to drop. No guidance, no initiative. How you gonna feel to see a child suffer permanent brain damage from lead poisoning? Who you gonna blame when they end up in the hands of some lawless lawman because of your neglect? When you cultivate ghetto attitudes, more women live with weaknesses in men because less men seem able to develop the strength to be men in the first place. Look man, if we must save the country, let we do it now. Talking to a fella the other day, hear what the young man had to say. Boy, I trip up on everything, but I must check out heroin. I say, what? Don't dig nothing, man. I wanna be a funky junkie. And I'm hip, brother man. When I hit the ghetto, you understand? I'm gonna have a party. I wanna party. Look at me party. Party, party. Usual sights all over town. All the buildings, them just falling down. And the days are hard and the nights are long. While singing one familiar song. And it's ghetto, you see? Like if thing ain't hard enough, you're trying to make it more rough. What frustration send you off? You think it's soft?
Daddy, we are so happy. You got what it takes. people all moving to a different kind of beat, and soon it's overtaken and the world will be complete. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Do you need it? Come on, come on, come on, you better listen. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? Do you need it? Oh, come on, come on, and sing my song. Well, baby, now you feel like dancing, better get up on the floor. Keep your body moving, and don't you cry no more.
so hard. Love like a dog every day. The little money that I make now, I'm broke the very next day. That's why I say it ain't right.
American history. You can't go anywhere in the country or the world, as a matter of fact, without hearing us talk about power and how it needs to be colored black. But are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Now listen, if you're really ready for black power, then of course you already know. The true power is not in money, because money is something that you can blow. The true power is a thing that lies in the heaviness of your mind. The key to the black power door is respecting your own kind. Are you really ready for black power? Have you decided to be a brother? Are you really ready for black power, or are you just fooling one another? Tell me, is the cat ready for black power? Who puts on a false black face? Is the cat ready for black power? Who takes advantage of his own race? Is the brother ready for black power? With a white chick by his side? And is the sister ready for black power when she doesn't even have black pride? Are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Just to cry black power and talk about letting it all hang out. Don't move a thing and don't do a thing to help create what we're talking about. The idea seems to be that money will make us free. Black capitalism, says the system, is what we really need. But what difference does it make in the color of that hand if it takes food from the mouths of black people in order to become a richer man? Are you really ready for black power? Do you really know what it means? Are you really ready for black power, or are you just living in a dream? Black power to me means better things, not for some, but for us all. Black power to me means that when trouble occurs, we all will answer the call. Is the brother ready for black power when he pushes dope into young black heads? And is the sister ready for black power with a white man in her bed? Are we the people ready for black power? Can we pass the blackness test? Are we the people ready for black power? After all, we're the one of the best. Are you really ready for black power? Have you thought about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black? Are you really ready for black power? Are you sure about where you're at? Are you really ready for black power? And are you sure your mind is black?
That's Gary Bird right there. He was a radio host, most prominently. But he also wrote a lot of lyrics for Stevie Wonder as well, too, for some of his music. And he has a great album, if you like that. That's a lot of that with his pretty enigmatic radio voice. And he just commentates on the world. Pretty awesome. 1970 on the Gary Bird 7-inch. And before that, we had another 7-inch from Chick Willis. And that was 1972 on that. Yeah, 72. He was a limo driver and cousin of Chuck Willis. And after Chuck Willis passed away, he did do some sideman work with Elmore James from Georgia. He's from Georgia. And before that, we had no other. I played this guy before. It was Scorched Earth. Probably recognize that voice. It's Billy Ocean, 1974. Can You Feel It? 7-inch off Lark Records. And then we had Ofo and the Black Company. It's the flip side of Allahu Akbar. And that's a tune called Beautiful Daddy. And before that, we had Lancelot Lane doing You Think It's Sorf off his Blow Away record. And we started things off with Ali Farkature from what was a reissue of a tape that Mike McGonigal put out, the famed radio host of Buked and Scorned, Mike McGonigal, and his Social Records music label, his amazing show. He also has an amazing record label, and he's put out some great artifacts over the time, that being one of them. Okay, we're going to keep things going with a Black History episode ahead east tonight, 971-220-KXRY. And we're going to hear from White Lightning. And this is it ends with N-I-N apostrophe, different from the White Lightning that I play elsewhere, which is not an all-black band. This is two of Big Daddy Kinsey's kids, and Ralph, the drummer, and Don, the guitarist. But it has Buster Jones or Mac Jones on bass. So it's just a really kind of like heavy trio from 1975, where they're looking to kind of get in the scene of what was going on with heaviness. But it's just a really interesting document for what was happening at that time. Either what was happening like in blues scenes, what was happening in black music elsewhere, like in the mid 70s. There just wasn't a lot of stuff this heavy happening. And even, you know, George Clinton and some of the others had kind of drifted more into dance music with Parliament and things like that. So this is just a cool, heavy, not necessarily even bluesy record that you want to check out. I see it pretty often around. So it's got this cool, like, die cut cover with some album art that kind of reminisce of some like the Miles Davis Electric period, so you can't miss it. Okay, let me know how you're doing out there. Let's keep things going with White Lightning with Return to the Underground. It's at East.
Return to the underground. I just want to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Another day of living.
Whoa.
I just want to celebrate another day of
life.
Well, I say to the people, but the people, they let me down.
So I turn the other way and carry on anyhow.
I just want to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Another day of living.
Whoa.
I just want to celebrate another day of
life.
Well, I put my hand on a dollar bill and the dollar bill flew away. Well, the sun is shining down on me and it's here to stay. Yeah, yeah. I just want to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Another day of living.
Whoa.
I just want to celebrate another day of
life.
Bothered with sorrow, I can't be bothered with pain. Cause the music has a kind of feeling right every way. Yeah. Oh, I just wanna celebrate. Yeah, I just wanna celebrate. I just wanna celebrate.
That was the band Soap right there covering I Just Want to Celebrate. And that's off a box set called East of Underground. And it has what are essentially like four mini albums that were military bands that they used to have these competitions in around the Vietnam War era for like the best bands to entertain soldiers during these brief moments in combat. And so this was one of them, Soap. So these are all made up of military members that were in, I believe they were the winner of 1971, I want to say. And yeah, cool record. They're all covers. I think there's only like maybe one or two originals in that whole box set, but there's a lot of cool covers, everything from the Beatles to Neil Young and things like that, some whatever the hits were at that time. And then we had a couple from Detroit. We had the Counts doing Rhythm Changes off their self-titled record. And before that we had kind of a funkadelic offshoot, United Soul, and I think it's United Soul with Funkadelic is the name of the release off Westbound. And that was a lot of cuts that were done when the band was stuck in Toronto and George Clinton was kind of jerking them around with getting through some of the recording, I believe, on Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. I might be wrong on that, but it was, no. It's the one before it, I believe. And anyway, so they had all this studio time and they recorded this incredible album. Definitely one to seek out. It's a short one, but worth it. And then we start things off with White Lightning with the Kinsey Brothers of Big Daddy Kinsey's kids. Two of the three kids on that one. Okay, I think we got about less than 20 minutes left on tonight's show. Appreciate all the techs coming in support for this Black History episode tonight. Speaking of special episodes, I'll be doing like an all women or female identifying artists next week as part of our Amplifying Women series that's going to be happening all day on Sunday. And I think it concludes at 7. And so we're going to keep the party going with an all women episode next week. Head East is can be a bit dude heavy in the lineup from time to time, and so I apologize. I do the best I can to get more female voices and women represented on the hour episode each week, so I'll keep improving. So we're gonna hear a couple from Sonny Chirac. And these might be a couple obscure ones. I love the era of Sonny Chirac where he played with Herbie Mann. I think there's a lot of Herbie Mann that's garbage, to put it frankly, but there's the stuff with Sonny Chirac on it, or Nabil Tota on bass, is just phenomenal. And so he just rips on those records. And after that, he did his solo work, but he had kind of a more rocking band called the Savages. And they didn't have a lot of recorded output, but there was a live on a New York radio station album that came out. And we're going to hear from that, from the Savages. And we're also going to hear from a project he did with an ensemble called Brute Force. So we're going to hear a pair from Sonny Chirac and maybe some Jimmy Castor Bunch. And then we might end with some Musa Dumbaya. Let's see. That's probably my last mic break, but thanks for listening tonight, and I'll see you every week. Stay well out there. Let's head east. Thank you.
Things not always right, but you gotta keep moving towards the right direction.
Everybody learned the meaning of troglodyte so quickly, we figured we'd throw anthropoid at him. And an anthropoid was the link between man and the apes. You could say the missing link.
You know, back in the days when dinosaurs ruled the earth, there was a disco that not many people knew about. And every night, about 7 o'clock, the door would open. A hulking frame would appear. It would be none other than Luther, the Anthropoid. Now Luther loved to dance, you know. He would come in every night to do the caveman and the breakdown. He'd say, dance, dance, dance. He looked around. He saw the regulars, you know, Betty Breakdown, Dancing Dora, and Fat Fanny. He walked right up to the first girl he saw. He didn't care. He grabbed her. He grabbed Betty Breakdown. He said, come here. Come here. She broke right down on him. She was killing him. You could hear Fat Fanny across the room yelling, Breakdown! That wasn't nothing to Luther. He went into his caveman thing. He said, ugh. Yeah. Betty backed up. Luther said, me want dance. Luther stood alone. Nobody dared to challenge him. So he left, and he left mad. Ugh. Crushing rocks, ripping trees out of the ground. Say, ugh. Ugh. Just then he came to a house. It was a big house. Big. It had a big peephole, cause it was a big house. Luther put his eye to the peephole. He said, ugh. Now I ain't gonna tell you what he saw, but he started a saying back then that we use today. We just got it a little mixed up, you know. When he put his eye to the peephole, you know what he said? Power to the peephole. Power to the peephole. Power to the peephole.
stand up and get it on.
Thanks for listening tonight. This one goes out to Woody out there and those Shiroks for listener Mark. Let's head east. See you next week.
Kept on.